What?
Hey, and welcome to The Unwind, where we talk about all things tech and video games. I am joined by the one, the only, Sean Thomas. I am Rob Steller. And today we're talking, we have a special episode. This is a Tuesday. This is throwing me off, because usually we're only on Thursdays, right? But today is all about the E3 conferences that happened yesterday and today. Although, Nintendo's was kind of just a video, not really a conference. It was,
everything was a video on massive screens.
Did you see any of it? Any of the Nintendos today?
I have not seen it.
So it's funny because it was just the one guy in an empty conference room. He's like, "Oh, we're broadcasting from our conference room." I was like,
"Hey, have you guys heard of Skype? We're it's freezing. We don't have any other technology."
It's crazy. All right, so where should, do you want to just go in order? Start with Microsoft.
Yeah. What does order mean?
Order that they occurred in real life. Right, there is a game called The Order also, not in Microsoft, but anyway, so they started off talking about the 360, right? And they mentioned that there's going to be a new 360 console. It's going to be the little brother of the new Xbox One.
Guess what color it's going to be.
It's just a smaller VCR style box. Go ahead. Really?
I personally, like, I don't think it looks amazing, but I personally think the Xbox One looks pretty bad. Like, unusually bad. I think the new Xbox 360 looks better than the Xbox One. But it's, I mean, it's immaterial.
It's smaller.
At the end of the day, it'll sit in there, but...
I mean, it's a box that plays games. At the end of the day, I really don't care as long as they play games. So anyway, they started talking about a lot of games. I guess I'll just run through the list real quick. There was Metal Gear Solid, World of Tanks, Dark Souls 2, which Sean probably jizzed himself over. Rise, Killer Instinct, Sunset Overdrive, Forza, Minecraft, Quantum Break, D4, Project Spark, Crimson Dragon, Dead Rising 3, Witcher 3, which Sean probably liked again, Battlefield 4, What Lies Below, Halo, and Titanfall.
Well, so let's go through, like, the major ones. I think immediately it's interesting that they started off with Metal Gear Solid. Metal Gear Solid is clearly... PlayStation has owned it for a while. I know they re-released some Metal Gear Solid games on the original Xbox, but still, it's pretty much in a PS, like, Metal Gear Solid 4 was PS4 only. They always do PSP stuff. So I think it was a pretty big gain, or a pretty big win for Microsoft to get Metal Gear Solid and have it multi-platform.
Yep.
And it looked kind of cool. I don't think I saw the whole video, but, you know.
Yeah, it was just a trailer. A lot of trailers. A lot of trailers yesterday and today.
Yeah, and Kiefer Sutherland is apparently Snake now, because
yes.
David Hayter just felt like not doing it, so...
So now it just sounds like you're playing 24.
I mean, it's awesome, because young Snake is David, then, like, young Snake from, like, Metal Gear Solid 3 is that. Metal Gear Solid 2 and 1 is probably still... It's probably... middle-aged Snake, kind of. He's still David Hayter. And then Metal Gear Solid 4, which is old Snake, is David Hayter. But somehow in the 80s, when Metal Gear Solid 5 happened, all of a sudden his voice was totally different. Like he had a really weird sex change. And then he went back.
And then he went back.
It was crazy. So there's that. But then the exclusives, like that's cool. But that's multi-platform. Dark Souls.
We'll go back. We'll go back to the exclusives later, because we'll go head to head later on. So World of Tanks is another, not for me personally, but it's a bigger announcement, I guess, because a lot of people play that game apparently.
Yeah, it's weird. I guess a lot of people play it. I don't know anyone. Like I thought it was a very European. I heard strong in Russia. I don't know if I'm making that up, but.
They like tanks in Russia.
I guess it's cool. I'm not particularly interested either.
Although I will say that the one thing that was interesting to me is that it's a free-to-play game, which we're starting to see.
It already is free-to-play, right? On PC, I think?
Yes, yeah.
So it makes sense. But yeah, keep going, sorry.
But, I mean, just this free-to-play market that's starting to trickle into the consoles, right, is one new thing that we're seeing. And also MMOs are starting to trickle into consoles, which are new. Another one was, Killer Instinct is the one Rare game, right, that they're bringing back, that they were teasing for a while. But Rare's not actually making it, but that's the franchise that it was. And that's also free-to-play, And from what I've heard is you get one character unlocked, and you have to buy all the rest.
Oh, yeah, free to play.
So they didn't say if you can actually like get in-game points by playing and then unlocking, or if it's all just cash-based, but I mean, it's interesting, like though.
Those Street Fighter demos where they give you Ken and Ryu, and they're basically the same moveset, so you just have two of the same guys just skinned. So, wow, one character. That kind of lessens the impact of being free-to-play. I mean, but, yeah, it's interesting. And I think there are a lot of people who, like, I don't feel like this is one of those games that everybody's dying to play. But people who had an N64, it's like, holy crap, Killer Instinct. Like, it was that weird game that everybody kind of liked. So, it's interesting.
So, Minecraft, that's not exclusive, is it?
I don't know, but...
There's an Xbox version of it. I don't really know what that means. I don't play Minecraft, so that wasn't really of particular interest to me.
Well, I mean, they have a 360 version, so I'm sure they'll just port it to the Xbox One, and I think it'll support, I guess, bigger maps, like more expansive, more like PC, but...
Yeah. There was Forza, which looks really nice, but at the end of the day, it's a racing game, and apparently everyone had a racing game to show off, and I don't really know who plays these games.
I think those are pretty popular, the realistic ones. I mean, there's usually two genres of racing. You know, there's the super realistic, like,
the Forza,
but then there's, like, the Need for Speed. But
it
looked cool. The Drivatar thing, which, yeah.
That was cool. That was cool.
But it's an interesting idea to make more realistic AI.
So essentially what it does, for anybody who doesn't know, is it tracks the way that you play the game, and it... learns your manner, your game style, and then when you're not there, you're still playing against other real players who are actually playing that mimics your style, and you gain points and things. So if Sean and I both had it, and I wanted to play and Sean wasn't around, I could technically race Sean, and it's supposed to be exactly how he would race anyway.
And the basic idea is...
So basically, you're not essentially. You play 10 races, and then you don't have to play ever again, and I can play.
That'd be hilarious. If you, like, win the first couple of races, then it just always wins. But it's cool, and I guess we'll get into a little bit more later, but part of that leverages the cloud system that Microsoft is touting. So there's a few games that pointed out, and I think that one, I'm pretty sure the Drivatar thing, leverages that.
It does look really nice. They brought McLaren on stage too.
Which is crazy. They had the car.
Yeah.
Which I've never actually heard of the P1. I had never heard of that. I know they had the NPC 12, but I didn't know what the P1 is.
There was Quantum Break, which they're doing a live action show with, there's going to be episodes in the game that you watch. I wasn't really sure.
They don't really elaborate on that, but it's from, I didn't realize it was from Remedy, and the main guy behind it is Sam Lake, who did the original Max Payne, not Max Payne 3. I think he did Alan Wake, and he did, what's the other game? I can't think of it right now. But they did, I liked Alan Wake. I didn't love it, but I liked it, and they did a lot of unique things. I mean, it's awesome when they break into new genres. Alan Wake certainly, it has its own niche. Like, it didn't try to be something else, so.
Yep. There was Project Spark, which is essentially Kodu 2.0, which is just a level game creator type thing.
Yeah, that's interesting. I wonder what they want to do with it. Like, it almost reminds me, it's definitely not similar, but... Like when they talk about Spore, how Spore was supposed to be, you know, you can build, create your own kind of thing. I don't know. I want to see what it turns into.
Yep. There's D4, which is that cartoony style episodic mystery thing. It was a demo or a trailer, so they didn't really show off what.
And that one, that's supposed to be like mystery.
Yeah.
So, getting onto that, those are all like the kind of Xbox is, we're trying something different as opposed to sequels and so on, which everybody has. So I feel like D4, Quantum Break, and what's the one you just listed? The one by Remedy. Or not by Remedy, the one you just listed that create your own game.
Project Spark.
Yeah. So I feel like that's their core lineup of unique games, right?
Are there any others? No, there's Rise also. Well, I don't know if that's unique. I don't know if that's unique.
Like, yeah, Rise is cool. We'll get into that in a second. But what other, like, yeah, genres you kind of haven't seen before, and, you know.
Yeah, that's
and that aren't it. Indie games. Indie games always are pushing boundaries, so.
That's probably for that. Oh, Sunset Overdrive. Although they didn't they didn't show what that was, but I thought it was Jet Grind Radio at first, and I got really excited.
So Sunset Overdrive is interesting. They tried to be really stylistic with it, or stylish, and it looks like cell shading.
Yep.
It was weird. So there were. I mean, it was definitely a trailer. It wasn't gameplay, and like.
I'm pretty sure it's an. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's an MMO.
Oh, really?
I think. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure it is.
I mean, there's definitely shooting in it, but it was cartoony in a positive way. Like, it had its own flair to it, but I don't exactly know. I mean, it's a shooter for sure, because you shot people, but...
But they didn't really show too much about that. What else? Crimson Dragon, the sound didn't work, so I don't know anything about the game, because that's how it
works. I didn't see that. What was that?
The dragon riding. You ride dragons around, you shoot things.
Oh, wait. Oh, that's the one. Is that like a sequel to Panzer Dragoon? Because when I saw it, if it's the one I'm thinking of, I was like, did they just make a new Panzer Dragoon? Yeah, which would be awesome. Because Panzer Dragoon, I mean, they haven't made a game since Borda, have they? I don't think. Maybe.
I'm not sure.
But, I don't know. We'll see.
Dead Rising 3, which actually looks pretty good. They did show gameplay of that. It looks a lot more, not realistic, but...
Like less arcade-y, more...
Yeah, it's more of a... hardcore-ish game.
Like survival horror.
Yeah.
Like Resident Evil used to be.
Yes, much more like that. But there's definitely hordes that you have to plow through in a car. So. That looked pretty good, though. Witcher 3,
it's another sequel. Witcher 2 was fun. I mean, it's still... I don't think it was amazing. I actually would put it lower than what most... It got, like, usually 9 out of 10s for Witcher 2. I thought there were some really good elements and some... One thing I'll say, and I hope they do this again, Witcher 2 had actually branching storyline. Like, it really, your what you did made a huge difference. So I think that'll be cool if they bring that back again. And apparently Witcher 3 is supposed to be, what, like 7 times or 20 times or something bigger than Witcher 2? So they're trying to kind of pull a Skyrim where they really have a big world, which is cool. I mean, that's a positive thing for sure.
They showed some of the bigger games. They teased Halo.
I didn't see that.
Halo 5. It's basically... Well, I'll let you watch it. I won't spoil it for you.
I think it'll be cool. I think a lot of people were worried where 343 was going to go with Halo 4, and they did a really good job with it. Like, it was... It took a lot of positive elements from Halo. It was still clearly Halo. It wasn't a new franchise. But they did the game justice. It didn't feel bad because it wasn't fun. So I think there's hype behind that.
Then two big shooters. Battlefield 4, which looked absolutely amazing. I honestly think even it's already started to challenge COD, but I think this might do it.
It was always its own thing. I think it just COD had that arcade feel that was easy to jump into, got really popular, like... Battlefield always did the warfare element better. And just by having vehicles alone makes a huge difference. But the thing I really loved about the video was, I mean, okay, so the two hallmarks of Battlefield since probably, I think, Bad Company have been destructible environments, and vehicles have always been, I mean, since 1942, vehicles have always been key to Battlefield.
I guess, Hardpoint for COD fans.
Well, it's called Hardpoint, too. And by the way, if you didn't know this, it's the first game by Respawn Entertainment, which is Vince Lampanella and what's his name? I can't remember his name. But the guys behind Infinity Ward when they made the first Modern Warfare. And I think they did Modern Warfare 2.
You feel it. You feel it when you saw the gameplay. You definitely feel that. But they add mechs now.
Yeah.
Which I when I first heard about it, I wasn't too thrilled. But after seeing the gameplay video, it's definitely something I'm going to keep an eye on.
And we should stress, it's very quick mechs. It's not Mech Warrior. It's not a sim. Like, you jump in it. It's essentially another vehicle, only it's more focused on it. And one other thing that's pretty cool, although I wonder how it's going to be on a controller. Like, they're going to have to tweak it a lot. Is a major part of being on the ground is you actually have a jetpack. And they utilize it a lot. Like, they jumped off buildings and stuff. Almost Prince of Persia-esque.
Yeah, they were running around the walls and stuff. Yeah,
so I want to see how they leverage that.
Then the other new IP that they talked about was Rise, which is that the Roman Empire style arcade-ish fighting. Well, I don't know. Well, how would you classify it?
Yeah, I mean, it feels somewhat. I can't think of the name. Like third person action, kind of like a God of War, but
yeah, there you go.
It utilizes QuickTime events a lot. So they have these set pieces. So it's not as open as God of War. It utilizes it probably even more than God of War so far. It's not like Devil May Cry or Ninja Gaiden or something like that, where it feels like there's set pieces to it. But it looks cool.
I will say, it's another game. When I first talked about it, I was like, I don't really care about that. But after seeing gameplay of it, it looked just so slick when they showed it.
Yeah,
off.
It's a Crytek game, so you know it's... I think it's Crytek, right?
Yeah.
Or is it just
yeah.
the CryEngine?
I'm pretty sure it's Crytek, yeah.
So, if you didn't know, they're the people that brought you Crysis. Far Cry. So, they know how to do graphics, and so it's interesting. But this is... I feel like this is departure, because I don't remember the last game they made that... like this, but so out of all those games that you listed, which one, if you had, I don't know, a top three?
Probably, it's a lot of games.
I would say
Rise is definitely one I'll probably buy, and I'm pretty sure that's going to be a release game, so I'll probably
I think so, or a launch game.
And then Battlefield 4 and Titanfall I'll probably get, as opposed to a COD. I don't think I'll get Ghosts. I mean, all they have are dogs now. They feel like to me.
It's funny. We'll see how it sells.
And then possibly Dead Rising 3 is another one I might end up picking up.
Interesting. I think they haven't shown enough of it, but I really want to see Quantum Dream because I just want to see something different.
Yeah.
Battlefield will be fun.
Quantum Break, yeah.
I mean, I'll probably just go to your house and play it with you. So I will buy Battlefield. I think if there was three, what am I thinking of?
Dark Souls 2 is going to be on your list.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say because...
Although that's not really next gen, though. Right?
Yeah, I was trying to focus on Xbox exclusive games. Because also I'm really interested in, obviously, Dark Souls 2. I'm also interested in...
Metal.
Metal Gear Solid. I don't know. It's kind of lost its luster. I never played the fourth one. But it's still, like, I love that game, so I'm going to play it anyway. But there is a feeling of we've made a ton of them. And I haven't even played any of the PSP ones, and there's a bunch of them. But anyway, what am I thinking of? There's another game that I want to see. Holy crap. Not Final Fantasy. Well, whatever. We'll talk about multi-platform later. But for exclusive games, I would say, I mean, Battlefield, granted, is multi-platform as well. But I would say Quantic Break, or is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Quantum Break. I'm still kind of in the middle on Rise, and I like third-person action games, but I'm still in the middle. I think it's interesting. I was reading that, having Titanfall be a Xbox exclusive, considering that's the first game from Respawn, which I think they have a decent amount of notoriety. Like, people know who they are. I think that's a pretty big deal, but I'm not sure if it'll sell an Xbox One. Anyway.
Just the other big announcements. They talked about having a game DVR, and you can basically record videos. You can put commentary over it, and then also live broadcast to Twitch TV. So it's more or less mirroring what Sony's trying to do. They're getting rid of Microsoft points in favor of just regular currency. But they haven't said what they're going to do with current points. And then they gave November release date for $4.99. And it does come bundled with a Kinect. So what do you think about the price point? I mean, it's what we said it was going to be last
week. Yeah, exactly. When you add the Kinect, you just expect it's going to be more expensive. It's a Kinect. I mean, they sold it for what? When it launched, wasn't it
$150? I don't know. It's a good question.
Well, either way, it was expensive. It wasn't $50.
At least $100, yeah.
Yeah, and it's Kinect 2, so I totally expected that. And I couldn't imagine them being able to sell the console for $300, add on $100 for Kinect 2. So $499, which isn't great, is kind of what I expected. So,
all right.
Although, interestingly enough, there's only one. There's not like multiple sizes of the hard drive and stuff like that, which I think is good, streamlined. Right. But
Then they also talked about smart glass a little bit, which I was happy about. But they were talking about how you can quick switch between games, and they were showing off someone playing Killer Instinct and then setting up a multiplayer game and something else using Smart Glass, which is good for me because I have...
The Smart Glass, like, there were some cool things, like in Battlefield, I'm pretty sure it was Smart Glass.
There was a couple games we'll talk about later, but... there was a lot of phone and tablet integration into games now, which is one of the top fives that I had, so I'm very excited about that.
My only problem is, I mean, especially with like the Battlefield example, so basically you can, kind of like in Call of Duty, you can call in airstrikes or whatever. He ends up pulling out his phone or tablet. He points on the map to point the airstrike. It's very cool looking. But when you're playing a game, I don't want to have to put down my controller, switch over to my phone.
I think it's more designed for people who aren't near a console.
So,
because like the way I see it is a way, and this is exactly what I wanted, is a way to play or at least be integrated with online gaming and not have to be, you know, if I'm on a trip or away from my TV and I still want to play.
So you would join a game and like.
So the division talked about this at was it Sony's conference yesterday.
I mean. The Tom Clancy game?
Yeah.
Oh,
was that Ubivision? Who talked about that?
It was Ubisoft.
Ubisoft, right?
Tom Clancy's game.
Yeah. So anyway, we'll talk about that later. We'll come back to that.
That was the only thing I don't like about Smart Glass yet. I mean, it's interesting. I think it's cool that they have it there. We'll have to see if they make anything cool out of it. Like, I mean, has the Wii U made any good use out of its controller? I mean, that's.
I haven't used it, to be honest with you. So. All right, let's move on. EA. So aside from the games we expected, FIFA, Madden, UFC, NBA Live, which all looked really good, but, you know.
With LeBron talking to himself.
Yeah, but I mean, it's nothing we didn't expect, right? More Battlefield 4. Mirror's Edge 2 they announced, which I'm excited. That was the only female protagonist in the game, I think, the entire...
Really?
Yeah.
No, you have to remember... Rayman Origins, or whatever, Rayman whatever it was, with that random chick, which we'll get into later.
Oh, and Bayonetta, I guess.
Oh, yeah, too. Bayonetta.
But aside from those, new Dragon Age game.
But it's delayed, right, till next year?
Yeah, I'm pretty
so
sure.
So that'll be interesting. I still haven't gone back and played them, but I want to.
They have their Need for Speed, which looks like any other Need for Speed, really.
Which, what's it called? I didn't see that one.
I don't know.
Whatever, okay. like, you know, when they did Hot Pursuit, it felt like Cops versus. They have different kinds, you know.
They have
the Street Racer one. They have that. So I didn't know if you.
I kind of zoned out during the racing ones.
Yeah.
They teased the Star Wars, which we knew about. I mean, that's not really.
Which one?
Well, EA is making. They have the rights.
But, I mean, there's a lot
oh,
of,
I don't,
a lot
I don't
of
know
Star Wars games in the pipeline when Disney sold
I don't know.
Them all, so.
They just showed a video.
1313? No.
I'm not
there
sure.
Would have been a bigger splash about it. I'll be honest, I didn't see the whole EA thing. That's why I'm asking.
And then they showed Titanfall, and then the surprise one was the third-person Plants vs. Zombies shooter, which I'm not going to lie. I really hope, I don't know, it looks like they'll probably try to hawk it for $60 as a regular title, but if that was like an arcade game, live arcade game for $20-$30, I would absolutely buy that in a heartbeat. It looked a lot of fun, to be honest.
I never ever thought I would say that I'd be this excited about a game where the main... You know, your main side are a bunch of plants shooting at zombies, but man, Plants vs. Zombies 1 was awesome.
Yes, so there's also Plants vs. Zombies 2 is coming out this summer.
It's going to come out in July, right?
I think pretty sure, yeah.
So,
soon.
Yeah, they had a teaser video, but I can't wait for
it. Lots of plants, lots of zombies to go around. All right, keep going. What was next? Ubisoft, right? Yeah. So they started with the guitarist from Alice in Chains playing music. It's funny. So it's funny because Ubisoft had a completely different... I mean, I guess EA had a couple celebrities come out because they had Drake talk about FIFA, which I'm not going to get into, but I thought that was so stupid.
Drake talked about FIFA?
Yeah, he's like, I like soccer, and I've been to Europe, and people in Europe like soccer too, so it's a good game. Stupid Drake. Anyway... so they had Rocksmith, so they had Aisha Taylor host it, and she is tall, man. Damn.
Yeah.
She makes all the French guys look small. Anyways, but they had the guitarist from Alice in Chains come out, and they introduced Rocksmith through that. So there's two Tom Clancy games.
I remember there was the Division. One. I think there is.
Yeah, there's another one that they showed off. They didn't really. I think it was just a video. But anyway, so there was the new Rayman game.
Oh, you know what? It could be. Did they announce another Rainbow Six? Is Tom Clancy? Yeah, Tom Clancy is like the new.
There's so many.
I don't know. It's the new something where there's a lot of them. It's like.
Anyway, so there's.
Yeah, that sounds awful. But there's a lot of them.
A new Rayman game, which is funny to say.
You know what was weird about that? They have a girl protagonist, which is fine, but she clearly had boobs, which was really weird.
Yeah, that was weird, man.
It was really weird.
That was really weird.
So, I mean, they've been talking about this Rayman game forever, so I don't know when it's coming out, but there was a trailer. And yeah. There were two trailers, but yeah.
Then there was Mighty Quest for Epic Loot. Did you see that?
God, what is that? What is that? Like literally.
So essentially, from what I understand, essentially you build a castle and then you kind of design. It's basically like a dungeon designer. So you design a dungeon to protect your treasure, right? Meanwhile, you go out and you fight other players, or you go in other players' castles and you try to get through all of the levels that they created, and if you do, you get to steal some of their stuff.
Why couldn't they, like, what was the point of that trailer? It was literally a knight. If you haven't seen it, it's a knight talking, and he's kind of making jokes a lot.
It's
supposed
funny.
To be kind of a humor-filled thing.
It was a little funny. I cracked up.
I had no idea what was going on.
There was another more confusing trailer, but that's for Sony. South Park didn't... They just showed off a video that wasn't even...
Stick of Truth.
Yeah,
I don't get it. What is South Park game?
I thought it was going to be an MMO, but maybe I'm mistaken because that's what they originally billed it as. But now it just looks like basically you're the new kid in town and you fight stuff.
Learn how to fart.
But yeah, but honestly, I mean, it's supposed to be like playing an episode of the TV show, which it could be. I mean, you know, it's Trey and Matt behind it, so it'd probably be pretty funny.
Yeah, I'm surprised I don't know. I mean, granted, they made a Broadway musical, so who knows what they'll try next. But
then Ubisoft had their racing game, The Crew, which didn't look anything different.
Oh, The Crew. Got another one of those games where they spend way too much time on the trailer. I mean, all of them were trailers. But
New Watch Dogs trailer, which looked good, but again, it's just like something that they're just beating to death. Like, I have seen so many trailers for this game.
I mean, I'll probably know it's coming out. So that's good, but...
I would have liked to see more gameplay at this point. I mean...
Yeah, and I mean, they did show it, so...
Wasn't it the hyped game from last E3?
Yeah.
So it's just, I don't know. But anyway, they had Just Dance. They had Rabbids, which is a partnership with Nickelodeon that's going to be a TV show, like a playable TV show. Again, yeah, it's just that whole multi-transmedia type thing.
I did not think this was going to be a big thing. Like, I thought when what's the sci-fi show that's
Defiance.
Doing Defiance. I thought that was, like, a new, unique thing that only sci-fi was willing to do. And now there's so many games that are
there's
kind
of... There's a lot that are trying to do it now.
I didn't see this coming, I guess, but...
No, but honestly, I think Rabbids didn't look good to me at all.
Well, it seems like a
it's aimed at kids, but even then, it just looked really cheesy.
And do kids... I mean, kids play games, but I feel like they play more iPad, iPhone, maybe Nintendo.
Well, I don't know if you saw... They had a gameplay... Not really gameplay demo, like a trailer with gameplay, and it was kids. Basically, they just point at the screen and it tracks them.
Well, I think we've already spent too much time talking about Rad Boys and Rabbids.
Yes. see, keeping time tonight. That's good. They showed Assassin's Creed trailer, which it looks okay. I kind
of
want to be.
Well, I mean, if you're wondering, a lot of these trailers are really funny because they showed a lot of trailers, and then
they're all different.
Later, the Sony one. Yeah. We'll talk about that when we talk about Sony, but they did show gameplay later.
They showed the trials that motocross game.
Another game I never expected to be such a big hit. I mean, if you're into it, I'm sure it'll be another cool...
So, they ended with The Division, which actually, I think, was my pick of that crop of games. So, it's an MMO game that's meant to be team-based. And post-apocalyptic. It's like, yeah, but so it's post-apocalyptic. There's some virus that spreads around. I think it's like a few weeks after, but it takes place in New York, and it looks really nice.
It looked really.
They did show gameplay of that, and it was intriguing to me. I think that might be another game that I pick up.
Seemed cool, and it felt shootery. I kind of like the voice acting. It was like it definitely sounded like they weren't actual members of the military. They were just regular people, sort of. The thing I really like.
What if that was voiced by people playing it? Oh, I'm pretty sure that was like headset voice.
Oh, so it's just those people?
Yeah, I'm
That's
pretty sure.
That's probably why it didn't sound like.
These people don't know how to act at all. They sound such like real people. It's unbelievable.
That's why. Well, either way, the thing though, the first like 10-15 minutes was this weird exposition on the virus. It spent so long making you so afraid of what was coming. They're like, this is actually how it happens and how we're like this. I feel like now the new idea is this whole. I mean, post-apocalyptic ideas have been around for a while, but this paranoia of viruses, computer viruses, stuff like that. Everything's gonna kill you is like the new thing.
I love those games. So I'm a sucker for post-apocalyptic.
I'm kind of tired.
Stories.
If they're good, I'm fine with it. It's kind of like zombies. They've beaten that to death. There are billions on zombies.
Yeah.
But if it's good, it's good. So I mean, I'm not saying I would hate.
But it just goes to these new wave of console MMOs, right? So a lot of these big. Developers are going after this. All right, let's keep going. Sony. So, there were a lot of trailers. They started off with a lot of trailers. New Batman game.
Yeah, I think they've already shown that, but yeah, it's cool to see it.
They didn't even show... So they mentioned Grand Theft Auto, but nobody showed the video of it, which I thought was kind of crazy.
That must have been something with Rockstar, because nobody showed it, and I feel like that's a huge... But they clearly mentioned it, they said...
Right, I mean, and they're also bundling PS3s, I think, for $300 with GTA 5. They did show off the box, the new PS4 eventually, which is essentially an Xbox One slanted. That's what I got from that. Have you seen side-to-side pictures of it, though?
It definitely looks thinner. I don't know if it actually is, but it looks thinner.
It's also a black box that has kind of two different styles on the top, one that's matte and one that's glossy.
I don't understand.
There's a slit going around the middle, around the side, that looks exactly... it's just so... To me, I mean, again, I could really care less what this thing looks like, but... It just looks so similar to me. That's...
See, I don't know. To me, I don't know. I felt like the Xbox One looked particularly bad. But you're right. At the end of the day, it doesn't sell. But the thing that just confuses me is, I mean, I know this isn't that important, but is it really that hard? Like, I actually like the look of the Apple TV and the Google router box thing. All it is just a square. It's rounded edges, but it's like a squarish thing, and it has a blue line. Like, it's super simple, but I think it looks cool. Like, I don't know why. I guess because it's a video game system, so they want to make it look futuristic, but I can't remember the last time I saw a cool-looking system.
It's a black box. It's fine with me. I'm okay with it. It's not a really big deal. But so they did talk about entertainment a little bit. They talked about all these partnerships.
Very little bit.
Well, yeah, they talked about partnerships with movies and music too, I guess. Which I feel like, yeah, I feel like it was just a response to Microsoft to be like, oh, we can have some non-hardcore gamers get the system as well. Because up until now, they've been saying this is the hardcore gaming system.
Yeah, and I think they want to stick with that. But they kind of, I mean, they have so many content properties, it's impossible for them not to talk about it when this is their premiere.
Plus,
I mean, it's kind of bigger than their TVs, I feel like, now. So, but they didn't really say anything. They said, we're going to bring great content exclusive to the PlayStation, but they didn't say what any of that was. It was very weird.
No, but again, I think it was just in response. Then they started showing off some IPs. They had The Order, which was just a video. It was very cool, though. Steampunk. It looked like they were demon creatures.
Vampire-ish.
But they had like lightning guns and stuff. I don't really know what was going on.
Yeah, it was an interesting combination. It was a video game.
But it looked pretty cool. That was new. New Killzone, which doesn't interest me. New Infamous, which doesn't really interest me. I don't know if you want to say anything about them.
I mean, we've already seen them, so I mean, additional gameplay videos off, but I mean, we've seen it.
Knack they showed off, which
I don't really know what that is. Like I feel like it's a play at a AAA indie game, but I don't.
Yeah, that's exactly what it looks like.
I mean, maybe it's kind of play off of the success of Little Big Planet, but I don't really know.
Anyway, so they had their racing game Drive Club, which whatever.
Which is going to be free for PlayStation Plus members, right? So I think that's cool. Like we didn't mention. So to kind of compete with PlayStation Plus, now if you're an Xbox Live Gold member, you get 2 free games a month, starting with Halo 3 and Assassin's Creed 2. So, but PlayStation Plus owners have already been used to it. They've already been doing this for a while on PlayStation Plus. So kind of their new thing is, I mean, you get Drive Club with your PlayStation 4, which is cool.
We saw what that when they announced the PS4, what was it, back in February, they showed off this really old guy's face with emotions, Now we know what it's from, which is Dark Sorcerer. However, we have no freaking idea what the hell that game is about, because they showed this Dark Sorcerer doing this incantations, and then all of a sudden it cut, and they were filming part of a video game. Like, so there was green screens behind him and things like that. So it said absolutely nothing about the game. I will say, though, it looked really good, though.
It's by not Insomniac, right? Who made it? I mean, it's a big developer. Who was it? Because if it wasn't a big developer, I don't think anyone would care. Oh, it's by Quantic Dream. Quantic Dream, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, they're the guys behind Heavy Rain.
Oh, right.
Fahrenheit, like that. I guess they're also making Beyond Two Souls, which I didn't realize. But that's why people actually care.
They didn't show that off, did they?
What?
Beyond Two Souls?
They did. So they showed off Beyond Two Souls, and if you don't remember the game, because actually when you hear Beyond Two Souls, it sounds like a fantasy game. But it's
female protagonist. Yeah. Female protagonist. Although, yeah. I will say, when they first showed off the first video, it looked like not at all what it turned out. It's turning out to be.
I completely agree.
It would look like this girl with like mental powers or whatever, and then it turned out to be she's military trained and just goes around.
Yeah. So basically, the original one felt like a Quantic Dream game. I mean, Heavy Rain is more story based. It goes its own way. It felt like it had some unique elements. And this gameplay trailer, yeah, she trains for the military and she literally goes into a war, which seemed, I mean, all of a sudden it felt like it was a video game. It's like, hey, it's COD with Ellen Page. It was weird.
They showed off some indies, which...
That was big. I think that was
big. It's big. I mean, obviously, we know that Sony is courting indie developers now much more openly than Microsoft is.
I mean, the big things is they say you can self-publish, which is big for small indie developers, or it should be. We don't really know what the process is yet, so it could be cumbersome, but hopefully it's not. And they also specifically went out and talked to indie developers, which Microsoft specifically did not do. Safer, I mean, yeah, they talked to Notch, but it's Minecraft, it's Notch. And I wonder if it's one of those revenue things. Maybe, I don't know, maybe indie games just didn't bring enough revenue aside from the big guys. So maybe that's why they're only focusing on that. But they brought on 7 big developers with significant games that people recognize. Like people know them, and that was a pretty big deal. They're really trying to say we're focusing on indie games. And I feel like focusing on indie games, it's almost less about focusing on indie games and more showing we care about games. Indie games have been on the forefront of innovation because they don't have to be conservative if they don't want to be. They can try whatever the hell they want to.
Then there was this weird rebranding of Final Fantasy. So what was it? Versus 13 turned out to be 15, yeah. And then
so
there's going to be.
And they've been talking about Versus for a while. They keep showing off trailers. Nobody ever knew what happened, but now apparently it's going to be Final Fantasy 15. And then Final Fantasy 14 is going to be an MMO. I know 15 is going to be multi-platform. Sony showed it off, but it is going to be on the Xbox One.
Which is surprising to me. I mean, well,
Final Fantasy 13 was multi-platform as well.
Yeah,
Microsoft has been getting all the multi-platforms. They've been courting them, so...
That's huge to me, though, because I always saw Final Fantasy being one of the big Sony IPs.
I think the reason was, I mean... There was only one major Final Fantasy game on last generation. Because 12 and below were PS2, that generation. And PS2 was definitely... I mean, back then, there was definitely segmentation. Xbox had certain games, but it didn't have all of them. So I think now they've gotten parity, so... The one weird thing to any Final Fantasy fan, Versus is a Final Fantasy, like, a regular numbered game. Anyone who's followed Final Fantasy, any of the ones that... diverged from the typical thing, like even Final Fantasy Tactics, which had its own thing, it was not a numbered game. It's weird that it's a numbered game and it's not a Final Fantasy regular game, so we'll see.
They showed Kingdom Hearts, which a lot of people blew up Twitter about, and that's...
Kingdom Hearts is fun. I think it's cool because it's such a cool world. It's Disney and Square Enix. And it's all the characters. Like, it's not just one Final Fantasy game. It's all their games. And it's not just one part of Disney. There's Mickey. There's Goofy. It's like such a weird combination. And it somehow works. And then Sora's in there. Because he's got to be in there. Cool.
They showed some gameplay of Assassin's Creed, which froze a few times.
Yeah,
and then finally just died.
Yeah. But, I mean, admittedly, it's more of like you feel bad for the developers. It's clearly a beta.
Sucks.
I mean, they just haven't done it. And the bad thing is it didn't just skip, it stopped. And they had to cut to the next one.
Yeah.
But it was cool. One thing I liked, they switched over. So the original Assassin's Creed were always city-based. You're in the city. Assassin's Creed 3 was a little more open world, and this one they're using jungle a lot. They're using pirates, which is a cool element. It's still very much Assassin's Creed, but
yeah, pirates. Cool. There's not a whole lot of pirates games though. It's a little different. We had Watch Dogs gameplay, which
and it was very different gameplay. Like they showed him in a car, showed him hacking stuff. One thing that immediately stood out to me, which is silly, but the lighting was really good because a helicopter catches him and his spotlight goes on him and it's literally blinding, which is what you expect a spotlight to be. And he eventually gets out of it, but obviously it's awesome. But
they showed 2K basketball, which I'd say EA just looks leaps and bounds over 2K. That's all I have to say about that.
Oh wait, wait, so was LeBron in 2K or was he?
LeBron was in 2K. They
had. Yeah, my bad. I messed that up.
I forget who they brought out, but it just looked terrible compared to EA. They showed Elder Scrolls Online, which is not exclusive, but I guess PlayStation's getting a beta version, I think it is, before Xbox gets it, so that's good for them. And then Mad Max Video.
That was interesting. I never expected that.
That was unexpected. And then
it was funny because when I first saw it, before they showed the title screen, I was like, "This really looks like Mad Max."
You called it. Yeah.
I was like, "Oh, okay."
And they finished with Destiny, which is Bungie's upcoming MMO. Again, another MMO coming to platforms, and it looks awesome. That is definitely going to be. I mean, unless it comes out and is catastrophically terrible, that's going to be a buy for me.
Yeah, I mean, I would trust Bungie to at minimum make a mediocre game. I'm pretty sure they'll make a solid game. They're a good developer, so. I think the cool thing was, the idea is it's an MMO, but it's they keep framing it as MMO-like. Like, they say, constantly multiplayer or something like that. But the MMO part was, I mean, they showed one of your friends just jumps into the game.
Yeah.
It's not like you choose co-op at the main screen. He literally just jumps into your game. And then a bigger thing that felt much more MMO-ish is you see this giant robot. I forgot what the mech was called, but you're about to fight it, and it says at the top of the screen, there's a public event. And then you show, like, your whole team, all these squads come in, and then all these enemy squads come in. So it's kind of, like, very MMO-ish where it's a war. And which I thought was very cool.
Yes, I'm very excited for that.
It looked really good. Like, the water, they walk through a tunnel and there's all dripping water. And
I'm going to convince you to play that with me.
Yeah, it'll definitely be cool.
And again, obviously Elder Scrolls Online is another MMO. It's
one thing with all these new MMOs, I don't think this will happen. I mean, I'm 90% sure it won't happen. Well, I don't know. But I want to see if those are cross-platform in that PlayStation players can play with Xbox players. They never do that because, I don't know, PlayStation Network and Microsoft Live or Xbox Live, I don't know. I assume it's because they can't talk and they don't want them to talk. But, I mean, with all these MMOs, it would be so cool if they went.
Same with PC too, I guess, right? There was... So they ended in the way that they should have by making it a couple of announcements that got standing ovations. And this was that there is used game support and that there's no online requirements.
Yeah, and they specifically said that, and people went
nuts.
I mean, it was a standing ovation for a couple of minutes. I mean, Jack Tretton, the CEO of Sony Entertainment North America, was just...
Which is exactly what they needed to... I mean, that was just a huge blow.
And they specifically said there's no online, always online requirement. It won't check every 24 hours, which is a clear
push. Oh, yeah.
And so, it played really well.
So interestingly enough, though, that's true for first-party games, but not necessarily
the
for
used
third.
Game.
Yeah.
I'm wrong. Keep going. All
right. So third-party developer or publishers can still... charge for used games, or have, like, so I think Battlefield did this, right, where you have to pay, you could buy a used game, but then you have to pay to get an online pass to play multiplayer.
They can do something like that. Who knows what they'll do.
Right, and then also they can do DRM checks or online checks for games. So since it's set from the publisher, I'm willing to bet that publishers who do that on Xbox are probably going to do the same thing on Sony. So a lot of the big games, it'll probably be the same thing.
I think the biggest difference is, I think people were really mad about the always online thing, and no matter what. So Microsoft said the same thing. They said that their first party games, they're, well, okay, not the same thing, but They said their first party games, I believe, are not going to have, aren't going to cost money to sell to friends and stuff like that. They still have all the very specific licensing. You have to go through specific retailers. Lending games is more complicated, all those things. But they're not going to charge fees. But publishers can. So they're on the same, in terms of money, I guess, they're the same way. So Sony was sneaky about it. But I think people were really mad about the Always Online, which it doesn't matter what game you're getting. If you only get first-party games, the Xbox is always going to phone home and check if it's not Always Online.
Oh, sorry. You finished?
And they specifically, like, he made a point to say, you can lend the game to your friends. Yeah. It's all disc.
They had a video that they put out saying, like, how to use games on Sony. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, it's like this 15-second video, and basically it's just like how to play used games on the PlayStation. Just shows him giving a game.
So they're
on the offensive. The other thing that they neglected to mention was that you will require, what's it, PlayStation Plus? Is that what it's called?
Oh, okay, yeah.
So you have to pay. It's, I think it's the same price as what Live is, in order to play online multiplayer.
Well, we think. We're pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure that it came out today.
Okay. Yeah, which is a big deal. They definitely glossed over that. But people who are watching caught on.
And the other huge punch to Microsoft was the $399 price tag.
Yeah, yes. So, kind of what we expected, but when you actually hear it, you're like...
And especially with all the hype and all the big, you know, fuss that everyone's been giving for Microsoft, they said exactly what they needed to say at Sony.
Which is funny, because Sony is not good at that. But they definitely did a great job. They have the momentum completely going forward.
Absolutely. I think it's theirs to lose right now, I think.
I think the one disappointing thing I had is that they used way too many trailers, and all the gameplay was always of multi-platform games. And I think one positive aspect, but it really doesn't, I don't know how much it amounts to, when you see them showing off the gameplay, it almost feels like it's an exclusive.
Right.
But it's not. They showed Destiny, they showed Assassin's Creed.
Elder Scrolls, there was a gameplay, but they were the only ones. They were the only ones to show Elder Scrolls too.
What's the third game they showed? Destiny, Assassin's Creed, well, they showed Assassin's Creed first, and then they showed, wow. I'm blanking, but they showed another game and
They showed Watch Dogs, but
yeah, Watch Dogs, which is multi-platform. So and the way Sony's been hyping up Watch Dogs, it feels like it's a PlayStation game only.
It's funny. I saw a Facebook post earlier today that thought which one was it? That Destiny was a PlayStation exclusive.
If that's what they're trying to do, I think it's semi-successful. I mean, realistically, once the ads come out, you're gonna realize it's on all systems. That was mildly disappointing, but they did. They have a. I mean, Microsoft is a bundle of potential that they haven't proven to anybody yet. It's Smart Glass Connect and cloud processing. Like, those are their backbone of why they're better. And admittedly, all their entertainment stuff. I'm talking specifically about games. That's the backbone of their thing, and it's all been. This is what we have, but they haven't shown what it can do. Cloud processing, they've shown a few games. They showed the Drivatar. They showed a Respawn is going to make use of that. Titanfall is going to make use of that. And a third game that specifically said they're going to make use of it is, I'm blanking. There's another game that specifically made use of it. But they really, like, it hasn't blown me away. Kinect has always been a thing that's super cool.
What? Aside from the sports, they didn't even mention Kinect.
And it's... Like, Kinect, when I saw it, I was like, this is the next thing. Like, it just felt so cool. But it feels like nothing at this point. It doesn't... The potential... I don't know what... So, that and, you know, maybe they'll get some exclusives because of the DRM thing. I don't think so, because it sounds like it's going to be the same on both.
Yeah.
So Microsoft has quite a bit of ground to gain, and they didn't. Unfortunately, I don't feel like they gained that much ground, even with big releases like Titanfall and stuff like that.
They probably lost ground after Sony's, to be honest. All right, we got one more to go through quick. Nintendo. I will admit I don't own anything.
Nintendo, do they make games? I forgot.
I'll admit I don't have Wii U, I don't have Wii, so these aren't of particular interest to me personally. But Nintendo actually came out really strong. So first of all, it was like the nicest presentation ever. It's like, as we mentioned, just in a conference room that was empty. And he was very nice, and you know, can you please watch this next video and all this stuff. Very, very Japanese. This is awesome. I loved it. Anyway, so they pretty much announced titles for all of their big series. I mean, they had a new Mario 3D, new Mario Kart. It was Mario Kart 8, which looked really good, and they're always fun to play. New Pokemon X and Y, Wii Party U, new Wii Fit. They had an Art Academy, indie games. They talked a little bit about new Zelda game, new Donkey Kong game, Bayonetta 2, and new Smash Brothers game. I mean, those are like all the games.
Bayonetta 2 is coming out for Wii U.
That's what they said.
Huh. So I feel like we knew a lot of them because all the first party games we kind of knew were going to come out. Nintendo has always been top notch in the first party. Mario Kart's always been solid. Mario is always innovative. Super Smash Brothers did they announce Super Smash
Brothers? Yep. Smash Brothers. Mega Man's coming to Super Smash Brothers.
Oh, really? That's cool. I like Mega Man.
And also the other new character is what was that? A villager from Animal Crossings.
Oh, really?
I'm pretty sure. I was like,
I don't know anything about Animal Crossing.
No, but the besties love it. that's pretty strong lineup from my perspective of Nintendo games. A lot of people on the Twitter sphere were blowing up about a lot of those games too.
Yeah, I think they'll do a great. I mean, their first party lineup I feel like is always great, but the problem is not enough to sell a system because there's just not third party games. And Bayonetta 2, that's good. I mean, I think that's something people want,
but it's not going to be like
one game.
It's not going to be a console's, you know, quality game though.
Oh yeah, that's a solid point. Although, is Bayonetta 2 on a next gen game?
I think
definitely pull off Xbox 360 and PS3 graphics.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's next gen.
Not saying anything, but.
All right, let's do exclusives quick. Let's break it down. So Microsoft exclusives. I mean, we already talked about these, but we'll just run through the exclusives. We have Rise, Quantum Break, Forza, Dead Rising 3, D4, Killer Instinct, Halo 5, Titanfall, Fantasia Music, which they didn't really talk about, Crimson Dragon, Project Spark, and Sunset Overdrive.
So,
alright, well, let's just go through Sony's. Killzone, Infamous, Knack, Drive Club, Deep Down, which was this medieval style game. They showed like a teaser video, but they didn't.
I think it's Dragon's Dogma.
Oh, okay. Oh, right. Yeah.
It's DG.
Yeah, that makes sense. Mad Max, The Order, and Kingdom Hearts. Trying to be unbiased, honestly, I mean, none of these sell me on a console from these. But I think there are more games on the Microsoft side that I want to play.
I'd agree with that. And even the cool Sony exclusives, I would say, like The Order, it seems cool, but it's like the world is cool.
We don't know anything about it.
To another first-person shooter.
We don't know anything about it.
Yeah, so exactly. So it could just be like anything else.
Like Titanfall, we've seen gameplay. Killer Instinct, we've seen gameplay. Halo's always strong. You know, they're proven strong. Dead Rising could be good. Forza's proven. Quantum Break looks new, and Rise, we've seen gameplay of now.
Oh, well, they're also coming out of Gran Turismo 5, but I think that's a PS3, right?
I'm not sure.
I don't know if it's a PS4 game, but they are. I mean, it's always Forza versus Gran Turismo, but they're both solid games. I don't personally play them, so I don't know them that well, but I've heard good positive things. So.
To be honest, I don't think there's anything on the Sony side that I even want to play.
I think
maybe the Order.
What's the, why am I, gosh, blanking, I want to see what Quantic Dream comes up with, because they're a solid developer, which I think it's exclusive, right? I mean, Heavy Rain was exclusive.
Yeah, the Sorcerer or whatever, the Dark Sorcerer.
Yeah, so, I mean, we don't know anything about it.
Yeah, that's true, that's true.
But same thing with Beyond Two Souls, I actually felt worse about it after this video, but Quantic Dream is a solid developer, so I do put trust in them. And I think the other thing that PS4 is are the indies, but admittedly, I mean, indies like making money. They're not against it. So I'm sure, you know, maybe Sony secured initial exclusivity, but I bet they'll come over to Xbox eventually. So that doesn't really mean too much.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing is, Microsoft didn't court indie developers, but that doesn't mean indie developers can't come to Microsoft. I mean, there's going to be a setup so that they can do something.
Yeah, yeah.
I think.
Pretty good. Hopefully.
Well, how is Minecraft? Is it going to be touted like a AAA, or I don't know what they said. Like, how is Xbox Live Arcade?
Right now, it's in the arcade.
Yeah. So, how is the new one going to the Xbox One? Did they say? Is it going to be in the arcade? Did they say if they're porting the arcade over to Xbox One?
I would hope so. All the games that I play that aren't big releases are arcade games. I don't really play too many indies.
That's actually, now that I think about it, they didn't really talk about it. I'm sure, I hope they will, but I don't know what the system's going to be for indie games. But we'll see.
So, thoughts. What do you think?
Sony won this round. I personally think people are being a little picky about the problems with Microsoft. I do see it from a rights standpoint in that we don't want to relinquish more and more control over our systems. I understand that. And I think having more control is interesting. I think if Microsoft can leverage what it has over it, the cloud processing and, I don't know, DRM creating exclusives, I think they can, that can be solid. We don't know if it will.
So the used game thing, though, I mean, if they take a model that Steam uses, I think it could work fine, right? I mean, if they...
Can, but I don't think that'll ever happen. I think video games have always had a set price. Last generation is $50. This generation, which I consider the 360 and PS3, those were $60, and they generally do not stray from that. Innovative pricing, I don't think will come to... I don't think publishers have any reason to do it, so I don't think that'll happen. But we could. It could. There's no reason why it can't.
I think that would save face for Microsoft. They said that.
True, but it's not.
I don't think they also can. Yeah, they can't. They can't.
So it's all publishers. I think it's kind of weird. Like, I don't know if that. I mean, I guess other forms of media are like this, like DVDs and stuff. But it's weird how there's a set price. You know, like. If you buy a car, if you buy a phone, a laptop, there's no set price. It's all, the market sets the price and you decide. But this is literally, everything is always released at $60, which seems a little unusual to me. But I don't see innovative pricing coming yet. I don't think there's enough market pressure. Also, I would say Dark Souls 2 is still awesome. But it's not going to be on next gen.
No, it's
weird. Current. Is it coming out in 2014? But okay. What else? I like the lineup. One thing we totally didn't talk about. PS3, they had some games coming out. Obviously, The Last of Us is the big one. That's going to come out soon.
It's Friday. It's Friday. I'm so excited.
Oh, yeah,
this
is true.
That's my weekend. I am not moving from my couch all weekend. I am so excited to play that game.
That one sounds like it's very good. Rain, they showed off, which I have no idea what it is, but I'm intrigued only because it's something different.
Looks cool, yeah.
And there's a third game. I'm blanking again. Showed another one. But either way, there's a decent number of different games, like going in new places, so... I just want to see more gameplay and things like that. What about you?
We pretty much summed it all up already. I already told you as far as the exclusives go. I mentioned that the games that I'm excited, I'm definitely buying Elder Scrolls, definitely buying Destiny, outside of horrific reviews.
Yeah.
Titanfall and Battlefield, I'll probably get one of those, depending on how they look. Rise, I'll probably get. I mean, there's a lot of solid games. This that they've hyped up. I hate the only problem with E3 is the week after you're like, oh, this sucks. I gotta wait so long to play any of these games.
And admittedly, I feel like launch games usually end up being mostly crap and a couple of good ones. So we'll see where they end up. But I think it's looking positive. I think there are several games that look genuinely beautiful, which we were all kind of afraid of.
I will say,
I was afraid that it wasn't going to be that different.
I'm very excited because when we did our top five, tablet and phone support was one of the big ones for me, which we're seeing. We saw, I think, almost at every conference yesterday.
But you know what was really weird? Whenever they showed the, I feel like it was smart glass, they never said it was smart glass. You just see somebody's real finger touching a screen, and you kind of have to assume, but I know they also didn't want it to be heavy-handed, but how do people know?
Yeah, I don't know. Also, outside of Sony, it looked like everyone was demoing on Xbox One controllers.
Oh, I didn't notice that. I didn't see that.
Although I guess if they were on PC, though, then they probably would be using Xbox
One. That's a good point. I don't know. That's interesting.
Every single one that I saw used Xbox One. Even the Sony ones, though.
I think the Xbox controller is better than the PlayStation. This is another thing. Two things we forgot to mention. First of all, they didn't mention at all about the touchpad. No one still has any
idea. No mention of that.
So I want to see what the touchpad is going to be. I mean, I know they didn't. On Microsoft, they also didn't talk about the rumbling triggers, but it's pretty obvious what it does.
Right.
The touchpad, they haven't explained that, so I want to see. Also, Xbox, they said, is coming in November. PlayStation 4 is holiday,
which probably means early December.
Sony did not list a date for Japan. They listed North America and Europe. That, to me, is very, very weird.
That's crazy.
Especially because of how hardcore Japanese gamers are towards Japanese systems, towards Sony, because they're the only Japanese system left. Sega's gone. Nintendo. That's Nintendo's there, but it's Nintendo.
Say how sad it made me feel when every time I see Nintendo talk about a Sonic game. It just it breaks my heart every time to see Sonic exclusively on Nintendo.
Man, what would you do if one day they're all of a sudden Dreamcast 2 with Shenmue 3? What would you do?
I would pay obscene amounts of money to make that happen.
We are solely funded by a Kickstarter held by Rob Stallard.
I might start it myself.
So the other thing, Xbox, I believe they said Xbox is going to be released late 2014 in Asia.
Yeah.
This slap in the face to Asia is weird. The only thing I could see, so I feel like a significant portion of Asia are developing countries, thinking, India, China, Indonesia. I mean, I guess the UAE somehow ends up getting lumped, I think, into that, which they're clearly not developing, and they're clearly not in Asia. But I think it's a big slap in the face to Japanese gamers. Like, they're a solid group of gamers, and the fact that, I don't know, I kind of think that's significant. But hey, America's got all the money.
Just tablet and just staying connected to games outside of when you're actually playing them, to me, is going to be pretty cool. And just the rise in MMOs and just the push towards more social gaming, which is something that I'm more and more interested in as we go on, which you're all about your single-player games still. But I'm going to convince you. I'm going to convince you to get Destiny and some of these other...
I don't have anything against... And Destiny seems cool, so I don't have any reason to hate on it.
Are you leaning toward? All right, let me ask you this.
Not yet.
Do you think you'll buy a next gen console the first couple months?
No, I mean.
Well, I guess you need a TV.
I don't have a TV right now.
Just get a monitor.
There's nothing separating the two. The things that I really want to see is how Xbox Live versus the PS3 UI. I really think games are going to be the same. All multi-platform, and realistically, this generation, I mean, I don't think you could go wrong with either system. So next generation, I feel like it's going to be pretty similar. I kind of want to see how the UIs are. I kind of want to see if if Microsoft can roll out Always Online properly and not have a SimCity fiasco, I want to see this stuff.
Preliminary, they did have a leaked video of the UI for Sony, and I think Xbox wins.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, Sony has sucked.
PS3 is pretty bad.
The PSP UI is awful. UI is awful.
Yeah, the cable integration would be interesting to see what they do with that, too, on Xbox.
Yeah, we'll see how good it is. I think it looks pretty solid, and I do not think it was... I think it was a live demo when they showed it at their conference, so I'm pretty confident that it's a very... I'm very confident...
Minus the basketball game. Minus the NBA game that they showed off.
But admittedly, that made sense. But I think the Kinect is genuinely better. Whether or not anyone is going to use the Kinect is another question.
So Rise was supposed to be exclusive, like a Kinect-only game originally.
Oh, yeah. I guess not.
But now it's just like, oh, you can give voice commands. Like, I don't know. I'm not going to yell at that. I'm leaning towards Xbox. That's not really a surprise. I don't think the game's going to be much different. I have all Windows devices, and it looks like smart glass. Although, yeah, I mean, you can get smart glass on anything. But it looks like... they're going to tie it in pretty well. All of my ecosystem is on Microsoft, so music and that good stuff is going to be tied into the new system. I don't think the price tag is that bad, even though it's $100 more. You're getting the Kinect with it, so for me... Again, though, it's just a lot of potential, and not much is concrete yet, so we'll have to see.
I think there's also a mental thing. 400 just feels cheaper than 500. I mean, it is cheaper, but it feels 500 is the, you know,
half a grand. Yeah.
You know, so we'll see how that plays out. But you could also see it as an iPad. So, you know, I also you have to keep in mind, assuming they're $60 games, $50 controllers. I mean, most people are probably going to buy one extra controller. And then maybe two games. So
yeah.
That would be $170 right there. So gonna be a hefty price tag, but people are used to that. That's how it's been for a while. So
yeah,
at least around $600.
Very good. All right, that wraps up all the conferences. We'll be back in 2 days' time to do another show, talk about more about the game trailers that we hopefully will see over the next couple days at E3, and also about WWDC, which we haven't
even mentioned. We promised we did actually see WWDC. I mean, it was pretty significant. So we just, Josiah's not here today, so we'd like to have his take on it, and we promise we will talk about WWDC.
That's true. All right, so we'll see you in 2 days. Thank you for watching The Unwind, and we'll catch you soon.